The call from New South Wales for other states to give up their vaccine doses and redirect them to the crisis in southwest Sydney hasn't exactly received overwhelming support, with the nation still starved of Pfizer doses and other states fighting to stop their own outbreaks of the Delta variant. It's a big ask, especially since Premier Berejiklian had a very different view about sharing vaccines with Victoria when the tables were turned. Beyond the politics, the question is, would it help suppress the outbreak? As David Sparks reports, there's no obvious answer.
With the outbreak in southwest Sydney getting worse by the day, it's perhaps understandable that New South Wales has sent out an SOS. But how do people in other states feel about giving up vaccine doses so more can be delivered to Sydney? At the opposite end of the continent, in Broome, Western Australia, there are mixed feelings about the idea.
Yes, they are in a bad position, and from that angle, I can understand them needing more. We've been very fortunate here. But I do also feel that it's a little self-inflicted in New South Wales.
I think it's probably okay in the circumstances given the Delta variant, but New South Wales really should have locked down like WA did to stop the Delta variant getting out of control. But I think we are a nation, so we need to look after each other and give more vaccines to New South Wales if they're asking for more of them at the moment.
And what about Victoria, which is fighting its own serious outbreak? Michael Clark is mayor of Maribyrnong in Melbourne's northwest, where the Delta variant was spread via a Sydney removalist team. Would he be happy sending Victoria's vaccine doses to Sydney?
Right off the top, very sorry about the crisis in Sydney, and obviously something needs to be done. But let's be realistic here. The current crisis is very much of the Premier and the Prime Minister's own making. This should have been addressed weeks and weeks ago. As for looking at taking vaccines from Victoria or specifically the city of Maribyrnong, no. Again, this is a problem that sits fairly and squarely with the Prime Minister.
Dr. Michelle Ananda-Raja is an infectious diseases expert with Healthcare Workers Australia. She says deciding whether to redirect vaccine doses from other states to Sydney raises complex questions. And unfortunately, there are no easy answers.
I really feel for the people of Sydney. I think that things are pretty desperate down there, and it's clearly, you know, there's a sense that they're not getting on top of this. The issue, though, is that there are two sides of the argument. Clearly, the population is desperate for vaccines. But on the other hand, the rest of Australia, the community elsewhere, is also vulnerable to incursions by the Delta variant. And so we've got two competing needs here. And honestly, I don't know what the right answer is. I think that these complex decisions, really you need to bring all the experts around the table, including a bioethicist and all the stakeholders involved, and to really weigh up the pros and cons. On the one hand, we're arguing that we're going to rob from Peter to pay Paul, and that is going to pose problems elsewhere in the country.
On one point that the New South Wales government is making, Is the situation in southwest Sydney so severe that it poses a threat to the nation? Is that true?
I think that is true. We all desperately need New South Wales to come under control, because we've already seen how you can get cross-seeding outbreaks from New South Wales to, you know, other parts of the country. In fact, it's happened in Queensland, it's happened in the Northern Territory, and indeed in Victoria.
In other big news for Australia's vaccine rollout, the Therapeutic Goods Administration has approved the use of Pfizer in children aged between 12 and 15. It's now up to the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation to decide how to proceed. With Pfizer in such short supply, most children are likely to be a long way off getting a vaccination, but children with medical conditions might be given priority. Dr. Ananda-Raja says the TGA's decision is a good one.
We've clearly seen in other jurisdictions that Delta shows no mercy. It rips through schools and causes massive outbreaks and disruption. And indeed, in the UK, at some point in July, there was a week where 250,000 children were being isolated, were off school. So I do welcome this. I hope we see some movement in this space from Otago with respect to vaccinating children.
And in another change to the rollout, all pregnant women aged 16 years and over have now been prioritised and are immediately eligible for the Pfizer vaccination. Pregnant women are encouraged to discuss the decision with their doctor.
David Sparks and Matthew Bamford reporting there.